sometimes have dreams about making movies, and so I moved out to California to try to start that. It's a difficult process. So,
yeah, it is.
But I happen to know...
Oh, Matthew, you're describing the Buffalo Theory.
Which is what?
Well, you see, Matthew, it's like this. You got a herd of buffalo. They can only move as fast as the slowest buffalo. And when the herd is hunted, the slowest and the weakest ones are the ones that are killed first. The natural selection's good for the herd as a whole because the general speed and health of the whole group keeps improving by the regular killing of the weakest members. In much the same way, the human brain can only operate as fast as the slowest brain cells. Excessive, and we mean excessive, intake of alcohol, as you know, kills brain cells. But naturally, it attacks the slowest and the weakest brain cells first. See, in this way, with regular consumption of alcohol, it eliminates the weaker brain cells, making the brain a faster, more efficient machine. And that's why you always feel smarter after you have a few beers.
that makes sense. I wouldn't have ever thought about it like that.
Right. So Hollywood can only move as the slowest one.
Yeah, no, you can't write an intelligent movie anymore. They're not well-written anymore.
Well, they're not understood. Huh.
That's right.
So writing something that's intelligent that's not understood is sort of an oxymoron, isn't it? So the best you can make is the worst people will accept.
That is true. I
get that.
To the art,
that's why movies like The Hangover become smashingly successful.